Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A man was telling his rabbi that he would pay any amount of money if he could just get his son to come back to religion. The anguish that he goes through on a daily basis is indescribable. The child that he and his wife invested all their efforts into suddenly decided to leave their house and live according to his own rules. Although in general, money is very valuable to people. When it comes to their personal problems, money is no object. They would give anything to get out of them. Fortunately for us, we don't necessarily need to pay even a dollar to get out of our problems. Hashem could do everything free of charge. A man related, he paid tens of thousands of dollars to different people and organizations attempting to get his son to come back to Torah and Mitzvot. In the end, his son did come back, and today he's a Sadiq and Yireh Shamayim with a family of Bnei Torah. One day, his father was sitting with him and he said, "My son, I want to ask you a question. I have spent a lot of money. I got a lot of advice. I got many people to try to convince you to come back. What was it exactly that got you to change? Which dollar did I spend correctly?" The boy replied, "It was not any of the people that you sent, and it was not from any of the money you spent. One day, I was on the way to do an Avera, and a certain Talmid Chacham who was leaving his Bet Midrash crossed my path. He gave me a warm hello. I told the rabbi, 'If you knew who I was and what I was doing, you wouldn't be greeting me like that.' The rabbi replied, 'Hashem can't wait for you to come close to him. Why shouldn't I greet you this way?' Then I told the rabbi about one of the severe transgressions that I committed. And I said, 'You sure Hashem is still waiting for me?' The rabbi replied, 'Yes, even after everything you have done, you can't imagine how much Hashem is anticipating you to come close to Him.' When I heard that, the boy said, 'I decided to turn around and go home. And I cried to Hashem, telling Him I did want to come back to Him. I am religious, and my family is religious today, from the one line of that rabbi that I bumped into. All it takes is one shaliach from Hashem to say the right words, and all of a person's agony could be taken away. Parents who have been trying to marry off their children for years and years would give anything to march them down to the chuppah. The agony that they go through, as well as their unmarried children, is also indescribable. They may have offered a lot of money to shadchanim to make the right connections. They may even have offered money to friends and families to make the right connections. But like before, Hashem could always bring the perfect shaliach free of charge. And even though it's been so long, we should never lose hope that the Yeshua of Hashem is going to come. Our main hishtadlut is believing in the power of Hashem to bring salvation. All it takes is one shaliach. Whether it's to bring about a refuah shelema, whether it's to bring a shidduch, whether it's to bring parnasa, we could always be helped. Our tefillot are so vital. When someone says, 'I've been crying and praying for years and still I've not gotten what I wanted, how do you expect me to continue praying?' The answer is precisely because it is so hard, it makes the next tefillah that much more valuable. And a few very valuable tefillot could be worth hundreds of regular tefillot. Never give up. Continue hoping and praying. We can always get the perfect salvation, and it doesn't even have to cost any amount of money. Have a great day."